Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
1 year ago today, Bernie Madoff was arrested for masterminding a $50 billion Ponzi scheme that went back to the 1990s. He is currently in prison serving a life sentence, and his victims, his family, his former employees, are all still trying to piece their lives back together again. We're joined by Cynthia Crane. She was one of the Bernie Madoff's many victims, and she talked to us back in June as Madoff was being sentenced to life behind bars. Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Well, today is quite a day, isn't it?
It certainly is, probably more so for you than for me.
Yeah.
Remind our listeners of how much you lost in the Ponzi scheme.
Well, there were five of us. You know, I have two daughters and a sister-in-law, my husband and me. And when you put it all together, it was in the millions.
And you actually wrote a play about this called John Denver, Bernie Madoff, and Me.
A cabaret show, right. It sounded like, you know, the guy who put the pee in Ponzi, the bull in bull market, and the scum and scum dog billionaire. Let's put on a show. So I did.
Well, it sounds like you're working through your emotional trauma over the event. But tell me a little bit more about the financial repercussions. We've been hearing a lot about auctions of Bernie Madoff's items. We've found out that the trustee has recovered $1.4 billion of the $65 billion that were lost. Have you seen any money coming back?
No, I don't think we're going to. I really don't.
How do you file for that? How do you have to fill out a form?
Oh, there's all sorts of class action suits going on and forms to go to the government. But they've changed the rules and they're not. I thought insurance was insurance, but the SIPC is not going to cover us.
And we've also heard about an effort by victims to approach Congress and get Congress to step in and maybe help the victims see some of their money get back. Are you part of that effort?
I think we're part of the class action, yeah. But it's not only that. We would like to see things change so that this couldn't happen again.
The regulations.
Yeah, I mean, even Madoff himself said they came after him a few times, and each time he thought, oh, well, this is it. The jig is up. And no, they let him go. And he said, well, got away with that again. So I think the laws have to be changed.
Are you marking the anniversary in any special way?
Well, the show was my therapy. I've been working on it all summer and fall, and I've been doing it at a club called Don't Tell Mama with full houses, and it's terrific therapy, I must tell you.
What kind of reaction did you get to from the audience? Is there
they're not quite sure. First of all, a lot of them don't realize that John Denver's estate was involved. And so they say, well, why John Denver, Bernie Madoff, and you? And so I explain it. And I found some funny songs. I don't want anyone to think I'm maudlin or beating my breast in public. I want everyone to forget
right.
The ramifications of the money and just laugh, and we do.
Well, I hope that you can laugh about it again next year's anniversary and after that. That's Cynthia Crane joining us from New York. She was a victim of the Madoff Ponzi scheme. And for a different view of this anniversary, we can go to Aaron Lucchetti. He's a reporter for The Wall Street Journal. Aaron, good morning.
Good morning.
There are a separate set of victims of the Madoff scheme, and those were the people that worked for him, many of whom had no connection or I guess were not aware that something illegal was going on.
Yeah, it's a very interesting group of victims because a lot of them lost money, not as many, obviously, as from outside the firm, but many also lost their jobs. There were about 30 who kept their jobs at a new firm that succeeded Madoff's trading business, the legitimate part of the business, called Surge Trading. But there are also about 150 to 200 that lost their jobs and had to find something else. And this wasn't just losing a job at any time. It was losing a job in one of the worst job markets in generations. And it was losing a job from a firm that was notorious and where everyone's first question when they saw your resume was, well, what did you know and what do you think the other people knew, and why didn't you know? How could you work there and not know there was such a bad thing going on?
You write about several people, and these stories are actually quite moving, who say they'll never again get a job in finance and are worried they're unemployable. You talk about Bernie Madoff's assistant, highly skilled assistant, who had to go to beauty school and to become a hairdresser.
Yeah, people have had to be resourceful and embark on second careers. At age 59, Eleanor Squillari Bernie Madoff's old assistant, has gone to beauty school. She's moved into a smaller apartment, which she now rents in Staten Island. And she even wrote about the whole Bernie Madoff situation in her years at the firm and made a little bit of money that way. So it has caused people to be very resourceful and to think about what their lives could look like if everything stopped on a dime.
And what about his two sons? They actually turned him in for running what was the largest Ponzi scheme ever, and they not only have it on their resume, they have this Madoff name on their driver's licenses.
Exactly, and also have a lot to deal with in terms of legal issues, and their whole net worth is tied up in their father's firm. And even if they didn't know anything, they're likely to have to give up a lot of those assets. And so they really need the money going forward if the case proceeds, as many think it will, with Mark Madoff and Andy Madoff having to give back their houses, a lot of their assets, and having to start over at some point.
Have they been implicated in any way?
Well, it's been a year, and one interesting thing is that the brothers, or the sons, Andy and Mark. Madoff, and Bernie Madoff's brother, Peter Madoff, who people have been looking at from day one, have not really surfaced in any way as knowing about the fraud. They are under investigation, but it's nothing yet that's surfaced. And then people who know them say, and their defenders are pointing out that, you know, by this point something would have come out had they really known if there was a smoking gun that showed they were involved.
Okay, Aaron Lucchetti is a reporter for The Wall Street Journal talking about the one-year anniversary of discovering that when Bernie Madoff was arrested for his Ponzi scheme.